Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. And I'm pleased to announce that we have Greg Hunter joining us from the USAWatchdog.com. He will be joining us here in just a few minutes. And we always enjoy the hour he spends with us each month. And we know how busy his schedule is. So let's get started right away. Let's take a look at the markets. Interesting day in the markets today. Just to recap some of the items that were going on. You had the dollar sink to the lowest level in 3 months. Earlier in the day, the dollar index was down 0.9% at 93.65. Currently, we're looking at 93.72. You had the price of gold hit its highest mark since early April, and at $1,220. We're currently, and we'll be going over the gold and silver numbers here in just a few seconds. U.S. retail sales figures, they were not as everyone had anticipated. You had shoppers had kept their spending in check for April. There was modest growth over the past year, and they've been keeping their spending in check now for 4 out of 5 months. And the only reason March was probably higher was Easter. And so certainly retail sales for last month were unchanged after rising 1.1% in March. Not a lot of action in the stock market after those numbers, but gold certainly did take off. And I think the world bond markets, I think this is a major reason why gold is higher today. Their markets stabilized after their many of these countries' European bond markets had a recent sell-off in prices. And so it's made these markets a little jittery. And, of course, this could be something of a start. And I believe we're going to be talking about this here with Greg Hunter in just a little bit. So a lot of interesting things going on. And gold today was up, currently in the New York spot, up 22 at 1216. We have silver up 0.60 at 1719. Platinum was up 17 at 1153, with palladium up 2 at $790. And as I mentioned, the USDX 93.72. crude oil was up higher in the day, had a little bit of a reversal, 0.51 to the downside at 60.25. And the paper markets today, Just off briefly, 7 points, or just a small 7.81, 18,060. The Nasdaq was up 5, 49.81. The S&P down basically unchanged at 2098. We talked about the 10-year yield, 2.28%. And the euro is 1.13. That was up big. Of course, we'd expect that with the big pressure that we saw on the dollar today. European markets were down. Germany was down over 1%. It was pretty much a mixed bag in the European and Asian markets overnight, but certainly Germany took a hit. And there's been multiple reports, Holland. France seems to be doing better, but I do know they're out there making all types of agreements and trade agreements, or not agreements, but trying to do some business with the Chinese. And so that certainly has helped their economy a little bit. And but then there was new reports coming out that the Eurozone is not going to do so good. So again, Al, we have all those conflicting reports and information, and it's just to confuse everyone. But certainly the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield, that took a spike up today, as I had mentioned. It's the highest level since late November.
Which means what? Tell people what that means exactly. The number's taken a spike upward. How does that reflect the value of the treasuries?
Down. It's magic. Mm-hmm. So certainly they lose value. And certainly this is also an indication of inflation might be creeping back into, which I personally had never really left. Just a matter of, which government agency you talk to. And but certainly for the most folks out there purchasing their needs for life, prices continue to rise. So we had on February 2nd, we had an intraday low of 1.65. So quite a bit of a turnaround, and we'll have to see if these markets can push that yield up higher. And is this the big sign of the markets unwinding? Is the bond markets here and around the world signs that
The end is near. And then there were none. Huh? And what we mean by that is the kind of nuns you see in the Catholic churches, because people are going to get religion. When we get done with this, and then there were nuns.
Well, they better get religion first, and then they better get their gold.
I agree.
Timing. Yes, Greg Hunter is now on the line with us. Perfect timing.
Well, let's start.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, Greg. This is Greg.
How's it
Hunter
going, you guys?
Watchdog. We're fine. This is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. USAWatchdog.com. You can catch Greg's interviews on YouTube and also at his website, USAWatchdog.com. He interviews some of the most intelligent and insightful people in the world. And he recently interviewed Egon von Greyerz. He is the founder of Matterhorn Asset Management, located in Switzerland. And Mr. Greyerz has been involved in financial dealings for, I don't know, you can add in the years, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's at least 40 years. It might be more than that. Is that roughly correct?
Oh, yeah. He was in finance and banking. He was a banker, actually, by trade a long time ago, but he's had Matterhorn Asset Management for a long time. He sells gold and silver at a website called Gold Switzerland, but I don't want to cut into your action because you guys are lovely and you don't bring me any shame on our site. And I love you guys, and I haven't had a single bad comment since you've been on. So I don't know, I'm not plugging you, but I'm just reporting to people that it took me a long time to find people.
You can plug us if you want.
Yeah, please do, Greg. Yeah,
well,
please.
It took me a long time.
We won't terminate the interview, you understand.
I've had a lot of people wanting to buy my site, and I've had a lot of people I've said no to. And the reason why is because I don't want people calling me up going, hey, man, I didn't get my stuff, or hey, that so-and-so is involved in a crime or a crook, or he's ripping people off, or they're ripping people. I don't have not a peep, nothing. I know you sell gold and silver for you got to make a profit. You can't keep playing the lights and paying your property taxes and living and eating, and you got it. But it seems to me You're doing something right. I haven't had a single bad comment from you guys. Not a single one. I did have an old friend of mine who ran a plumbing company and said, when I was doing investigative work at a local TV station, and, you know, I told my friends, listen, if you're ripping people off, we're not going to be friends because I'm not going to overlook it. And I got a call one day from some guy saying, hey, you know, this guy, let's call it John's, you know, John's Plumbing, he says 24-hour service, but I called him up when I got off my second shift job at midnight, and they said, well, they'll come out, but, you know, they'll charge me like three times the rate. I said, are you crazy? Are you retarded? I said, you know, that's for emergency. If something breaks in the middle of the night, you can call them and they'll come over and you know, but not to do regular plumbing at normal prices at 2 a.m. I told my friend that was funny. But you guys, I don't even have to do.
Sometimes those that do complain, you know, it's very difficult to please all the people, you know, 99%. You know, there's always that one who, you know, you could, certainly we work very hard, Greg, to keep our reputation stellar above all the rest. And so
you know,
thank you
I've
for
given
the
Well, I've given damn few people, you know, and when I said networks and whatever, would you give me a reference? You know, and I would say to them, I will, but you better not shame me. Look at me. Look at me in the eye. You better not shame me. I better not get a call saying, hey, who's this Nimrod that you told us to hire? I won't. Oh, no, I won't. Actually, somebody reverberated that to me, who's in broadcasting to this day, and said, yeah, you told me that. And I thought, oh, out there, yeah, right, don't shame me. You know, I don't want to stick my reputation out there and then have you, you know, shame me.
Absolutely.
And you guys have never shamed me.
Well, that's part of business for everyone.
Right, well, that was something that was not really planned. But I
would imagine his reputation is important to him, and he seems to be well-respected. I see him being interviewed by on a regular basis. He's on King World News, and I don't know how many, but he shows up on a regular basis on the internet, and I don't see anything negative about him.
He's a real guy. I will tell you that his interview on YouTube only has 1,200 views, but I think YouTube is throttling that traffic because he's gotten 60,000 views. I've had 353 thumbs up to 6 thumbs down. There's 85 comments. There's no way that this number is right, but usually YouTube, if you go on there and look at it, usually YouTube is throttles the traffic, at least for the first day. You don't know what the real traffic is until the second day.
And you're talking about your interview of Von Greyerz.
That's right, and it's way more than what YouTube is showing at the moment. Tomorrow will probably show a real number. But I got to tell you, I wanted to come on today, and the reason why is because I thought this was – and I have a lot of smart people who are best-selling authors, who are managing multi-million, billions of dollars. I have no idea what's in his vault, but I bet you it's in the billions range, Von Greyerz. And I thought this was one of the best, most telling signpost interviews I've done. And that's saying a lot, and I'll tell you why. Because you know, the title I picked is, and this is from a guy that was a former banker. He is a smart guy. He talks to rich people. He's got people that are putting their money in gold, in secret vaults on at least 2 different continents that are secret and unprecedented risk. We started talking about what was so unprecedented about the risk, and people are not grasping.
He's talking about a global basis. He's not just talking about risk is unprecedented in one country or another. He's speaking globally, isn't that true?
Oh, and historically. And yeah. When you start looking at the math, which is stupefying, and I started asking him about, you know, people like think they want to buy for inflation reasons, and I'm with Martin Armstrong on that. It won't be inflation reasons. People aren't going to flock to gold for inflation reasons, and I'll tell you why. People are going to flock to gold when they find out there's no other collateral. And we've been told, I've said this on your show, but I'll say it again, and I said it with Von Greyerz. I said, you know, we've been told that debt is money, Federal Reserve note, promissory note, you know, financial instrument note, Federal Reserve note, and debt is an asset, bonds. Okay? We're going to find out neither is true. Now,
it's not just a question not being true. It's irrational to the point of a kind of madness.
It was rational 20 years ago.
No, this is crazy.
And when you take a look at that, you were talking about having a little thing about, you know, why bonds, the prices go down. Well, and I want to give people a little primer on this. And I'm going to give it so a normal person can understand it, because it took me a long time to understand it. I'm just a normal person. I'm not that, all that smart. But let's say you have a 4% bond, and rates go down, and you pay par, you know, with par, $100. So say $100 for this bond, that's par. So you make 4% of your $100 for 5 years.
The bond is $100, and you're paying $100. Is that correct?
That's right. And you're getting 4% back, so eventually you'll get, you know, $100 plus your compounded interest. Okay, but and that's great if interest rates have been going down, because then next year I can, you know, I can only buy a 3% bond, or and now I can only buy a 2.25% 10-year Treasury bond as rates go down. So you that's a great deal, man. You hold your 4% bond 2-3 years in the future, and rates are now 2.2%, and what, fantastic. Okay, and bonds go up in value when rates go down, because you can't buy that bond. But the opposite happens. I'll focus on this. So if you got a 4% bond and rates go up to 5%, you know, you try to sell your bond to hold to maturity, and there's where inflation does come in on this particular point. You try to sell that bond, and the person buying it says, you know, listen, I can get a 5% bond for $100 right now, and you got a 4% bond, and I don't want to give you $100. So it's worth, you know, $89. It's worth $80. It's worth $75. Now think about that's an asset. And you're loaning against that collateral. I'm going to get back to gold in just a minute. And rates go from, you know, I'm just using 4 to 5. It's really 2 to 3 or 2.25, 10-year, to 3.3 or whatever. Guess what happens to your asset? It declines in value. And if you leverage that asset 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, you'll need a very big move to destroy the collateral.
People, and when you're talking about leveraging, in part you're saying, look, I can take my bond and deposit it in the bank, at least this may be what you're talking about, and the bank can use it as collateral to lend multiple times. Under fractional reserve banking, in theory, they can lend out multiple times the value of that bond.
And as long as that collateral stays constant, no problem. But let me tell you, that whole bond and the debt leverage is at least, you know, according to the Bank of International Settlements, just the derivatives are a quadrillion. It's 1,000 trillion. It's the official number, 1,000 trillion. God, it's 1,000 trillion. A trillion is 1,000 billion. And then there's a 100 trillion in, if you add up all the debt, it's 100 trillion in debt. There's no way we're ever paying that back, and rates are rising. You were just talking about the 10-year, you know, rising. I just read a thing in the USA Today about all the good reasons why rates going up is a good thing. Not if you're leveraged 80% of that, you know, quadrillion is in interest rate derivatives. And so this is the problem is going to be back to gold now. So the problem with all this debt is that we've been said it's an asset. Well, not if that asset gets crushed. Not that asset that loses massive amounts of value, so much value that the bank becomes insolvent, that what you're holding is now worth way less than all the money that you owe out on it. And what, so I think what's going to happen, and this is what Von Greyers was talking about. He's, you know, when people realize collateral is no good, this is what happened in the credit squeeze in 2008, nobody trusted the collateral. And when that goes, boy, howdy, those bonds are going to get, I mean, there's going to be so much insolvency, they won't be able to, that's what he was talking about. The YouTube title is, the world won't be able to cope with the leverage and the insolvency. They won't be able to cope. There'll be no amount of money. We've already printed all tons of money. We've already maxed out all the platinum cards in the global economic economy. We've already transferred the debt from, you know, and increased the debt and gave it over to the sovereign nations, and there'll be countries going bankrupt instead of just businesses, just banks. And that's going to be the aha moment. And you are not going to be able to protect yourself. You know.
Hang on for a second, Greg. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and I will give you a question before we go. When we come back, you can try to answer this. Van Greves is predicting we're going to see big trouble when the people see that the bonds can't be paid and are effectively worthless.
That means
are we
going
to be able to avoid that
no
trouble
good.
Until the people figure it out, or will that trouble occur because the banks finally have to admit it and they say, look, this stuff is paper. This is trash. We got to get rid of it. Who's going to trigger this thing, the banks or the people? And you can answer that question when we return on Financial Survival in just a moment. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom and our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Greg has achieved great success at hosting some of the best interviews you'll see on YouTube and also, of course, on his own website at USAWatchdog.com. Recently, he talked to Egon von Graertz, who is founder of Matterhorn Assets in Switzerland, talking about the economies and when the global economy, at least in part, and when we can expect to see a significant change in bonds. And when we left to take our commercial break, we'd ask Greg to, when Mr. von Graertz is predicting that when the people figure out that the bonds can't be paid, there's going to be a dramatic change. And my question is, will we have to wait for the people to figure this out, the rank and file, Joe Sixpack, Or will it be enough when the banks finally have to admit they can't continue to play the game? Will the banks be the trigger that say these banks are, that say these bonds are worthless and start the stampede?
Bond traders. The bankers are going to know this, and by the time the rank and file knows this, it's going to be too late. And thank you for the nice plug. We had 10 million video views just last year alone in 2014, 10 million. So content is king. I don't care where it is, on the internet, on a TV station, on a network, content's king, and not, you know, the daily share and the stupid, hey, look at this dog getting delivered with a, you know, a drone. You know, I mean, it's just stupid.
And it was adopted,
I mean, you know, hey,
by a
ball Google. Had 2 pounds less air in it. Just stupid. I mean, and let me, let's talk about, I mean, what people want to know are the warning signs, and who knows when it's going to, let me tell you, nobody's going to come out and blow a trumpet. Nobody's going to do that. You're going to wake up one morning, and it's going to be over.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
So you're going to go to bed on a Friday night. On a Sunday night, a president's going to come on and say, hey, the banks aren't going to open tomorrow, but don't worry, that's over. And I'm telling you, let's look no further than Moody's cutting the Chicago bond rating to junk. People talk about printing money. You know what? That's really not the proper term. It takes money to pay off the bonds, yes, but we really printed bonds, and a lot of them. And look at what's going on with the, you know, Chicago bond rating cut to junk by Moody's. This is their pension system. Hey, they're broke. And now they just had a court ruling where you can't change. You can't try to, you know, you can't not pay them. Well, then they're not going to be able to pass anything to taxpayers because they're not going to be like, wow, why do we need to pay all these public union people? And I don't mean to sound anti-union because I'm actually not anti-union. I'm anti-public union because there's no profits there. There's just taxpayers. And look at this, the Moody cutting the bond rating to junk. And then there was a decision in courts saying you can't, you know, try to stretch this out and cut their, you know, pension. You can't do that. The courts are, which is so stupid because, well, where's that money going to come from being Chicago? Last I checked, can't print, Federal Reserve notes. And that's a bond. And
well, they are moving some of the Federal Reserve headquarters to Chicago.
Well, yeah,
maybe give them a little time, and maybe they'll be able to. I'm joking.
Well,
I know that they can't legally, the city can't do that. But
it's like Von Greyer said, you can't go out and buy fire insurance after the fire has started. After the fire, you know, once the fire started, it's over. And people should
it's
be looking
too late
at, you know,
to buy insurance. In other words, if you don't buy what you need to protect yourself now, before what may be a catastrophe.
Will be. Not
right?
Maybe. Will be. This is a math problem.
You wait,
will
if
be.
You're a minute late, it's too late. You're going to lose it all.
This is listen, I've been doing this a long time. I don't sell gold. I know you guys do, but I'll say it for you. This is not a maybe. This is a question of timing, and they have distorted the timing just like they have distorted the markets. This should have been gone in 2008. It would have been better if we had taken, you know, the biggest banks to receivership, and all those heads should have been, basically fired with no golden parachutes, no money, no bailing out the banks. Their shares should have been $1 a share, and we'd have been on our way out of this by now, and the dollar would be, you know, gas would be, you know, 80 cents a gallon. But they didn't do that. They basically imperiled the country to bail out the banks, and they're still doing so, and Congress is silent about it. You know, they'll fight tooth and nail over $85 billion sequester, but yet, you know, in, I think 2012, the banks got almost $500 billion, not a peep. Rumsfeld, the day before 9/11 happened, you can Google the story, this isn't a phony story, came out and said, we lost $2 trillion. Somehow that wasn't a story anymore after 9/11 happened. That's true fact. True fact. Donald Rumsfeld, then Secretary of Defense, came out and said, we lost $2 trillion. Really? You lost it? You couldn't even find $500 billion? How about $85 billion? We're not going to have the sequester.
You
anyway,
know, when
I'm
they say,
that
how can you lose $2 trillion?
They've distorted this into unbelievable. This is why a lot of smart people thought that this was going to go up a long time ago, is because a lot of smart people, as a reporter, I'm going to tell you what I think, and that is a lot of smart people had no idea the criminality and what lengths they would go to from manipulation of LIBOR, which incidentally the Justice Department has said, we're not going to prosecute Citi for LIBOR, which is trillions of dollars in hundreds of trillions of dollars in interest rates set off the London Interbank Offered Rate, LIBOR. You know, they've laundered money for drug cartels, they've laundered money for countries on the terror list, they've did robo-signing, which was fraud and perjury, and forgery and perjury and fraud in the court. Now, listen, this is all the things that they are doing to keep the game going and prop up the system, and not a single big banker, not a single one, has gone to jail, let alone prosecuted. But the rubber is starting to hit the road, and I smell burning rubber, and there ain't no way to break before at some point they go right over the cliff. And one of the canaries in the coal mine Chicago's bond rating cut to junk. That means, listen, if you're at junk, the chances of you getting paid anything resembling 100 cents on the dollar is you'd be lucky to get 10 cents on the dollar. You'd be lucky to get paid anything, a penny on the dollar. And when you say you
would be lucky to get 10 cents, a penny on the dollar on junk bonds, are you talking about the city of Chicago, or are you talking about their pension funds?
The pension funds. They're not going to be able to fund their pension funds. They're going to be, these public unions are going to be rioting in the street. And this is why I have a different view of the whole Jade Helm thing and the whole government. The government is freaking out. At some point, they're going to say, yeah, you know all that retirement money you had? Well, we're not going to let the USS Kitty Hawk float up and down like a cork. I don't think Kitty Hawk is still commissioned. The USS Ronald Reagan. We're not going to let them float up and down like a cork in the Arabian Sea. Sorry, we need your money. You're going to be in the Treasury market. Oh, all that pension money that we owe you? Yeah, no, we can't pay you. Or we'll pay you, but, you know, a gallon of gas is $17 and a loaf of bread is $22.50. So here's your money.
Here's your face value.
People don't understand. I have a friend of mine who is a smart person, works for CBS as a producer. Smart, very smart. And I just want to get my retirement. I said, hey, wait a minute. Do you think you're going to get your retirement if the country's insolvent? You think you get to go live somewhere nice and safe and dry and protected, and the whole country's going to go fall to absolutely caca, and you're going to get your retirement? You are dreaming. You are dreaming. People have no idea how bad this is going to be, and I don't mean to sound like Chicken Little. I'm probably not making it out of that. The country is freaking out. They know what's coming. Don't think for one minute every single senator in this nation doesn't know what's coming. Now, there's a lot of people in the House that are dipwads and don't know diddly squat, but senators sure in the hell do.
Yeah. They understand the game better than presidents.
This is going to end, and when it ends, it's going to end quickly and stupendously badly. And I don't mean just go out and buy gold and silver, which you should if you can. A lot of people should not. I have people call me and say, well, I only have $10,000. Should I go out and put it on? No! Go buy water and food and put tires on your car. Buy a new battery. You know, I mean, get insulation in your house. And, you know, make sure you have, food stored. And maybe buy a few silver coins. But, you know, if you only have a few thousand, keep some cash. A lot of people shouldn't. But the people who should. As a store of wealth, a percentage. How much is in it? Look at it. And this is what Ben Greyer said. I mean, these are rich people. He said, these aren't people trying to play the market. This is not a trade for them. I mean, these are people that are vaulting millions, if not billions of dollars in gold. He won't say what because it's private. But listen, in order to have, you know, secret vaults in two or three continents, which are heavily guarded and heavily secret and have land around them, and I have to have $100,000 and I'm going to put it in your. No. People need to do what the rich people are doing. And rich people are preparing, and they are not making a trade. This isn't if the gold goes up to $1,500 an ounce, I'll sell it. No! That's not what they're doing.
Well, let me ask you this. Some people are investing in gold because they see a problem coming. But do you think that there are significant, and you're arguing that the investment in gold is absolutely, von Greyerts and myself and Melody, we agree that the investment in gold is by and large the most intelligent thing you can do at this time. But
insurance,
do you think that some
policy.
I agree. Insurance policy, preservation of wealth. But do you think that some people who are wealthy are saying, I see a problem coming. They agree with us. There's a problem coming. But instead of investing in gold, are they investing in bonds?
You'd have to be an absolute idiot to be investing in bonds at the bottom of the interest rate curve. I mean, Bill Gross, who used to be at Temco, he's at Janus now, and says this is the play of a lifetime, because he knows we're at the bottom of the interest rate curve. They've got nowhere to go but up. They're going to revalue the value of money. They're going to revalue it. Right now, money is zero. It's worth nothing, and they're suppressing the gold market. And this is not a conspiracy theory. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of people who have taken this thing apart and looked at the charts and looked at the action. And there's been the head of the German financial thing a year ago said this is worse than the LIBOR scandal, the manipulation in the gold market.
Yep.
And China's buying all this gold, but. No, I do not think. Now there are some people that are going to be short-term parking money in the bond market. And here's why. Because if you got $1 billion, you can't put it on deposit at Wells Fargo and have $250,000 of insurance. Okay? So
yep.
It's a full faith and credit of the United States government in the bond market. But there is going to be – it doesn't need a big number of people, rich people. And it won't be little people. It'll be rich people. Fairly wealthy people stampeding into the gold market. I mean, it's just a 2-4% of the printed money that's out there. If it starts trying to find a home, look at the painting, the Picasso painting that's just sold for what, $176 million?
That's where the money goes. Yeah.
This is a piece of canvas with some paint on it.
Yeah.
And so why is that going so high? This is my gut feeling. It's because
I wouldn't be surprised if some wealthy people are investing in bonds. Having wealth is
some people
may having smarts. Some people
may be investing in bonds short term to put their money. This is why the housing market, look at all the houses, look at the, multi-million dollar houses you're selling at a premium.
Yep.
Why?
Yep.
Because people are looking for any dang place. They know they're going to lose, but they won't lose it all. They'll still have a house.
Yep.
That artwork, it may go down in value, but they'll still have a Picasso. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can still have a wood frame that they can burn in their stove in the wintertime to keep warm.
I called up and said, I'd like to be on because I got something to say. And this thing with Van Grier is just a couple of things just clicked. And he's a smart guy, but when you talk about the collateral, people don't understand. If you have, this interest rate derivatives, which are in the hundreds of trillions of dollars, there's a quadrillion. That's $1,000 trillion. That's
at
just
least.
The derivatives. And then you look at the bonds, which we haven't printed money. Think we've printed bonds. They have to be paid in money. There is the collateral. This is going to be a collateral problem. This is going to be an inflation problem. By the time inflation hits, you're toast. Anything that worth anything is going to be gone. Anything that you could even put your hands on is going to be at such a premium, is going to be gone. The manipulation, when it ends, the bankers are going to manipulate it the other way. They're going to manipulate it up. China is going to manipulate this maximum up. They're going to send it to the moon. Question is,
and you mean they're going to send the price of gold? They're going to send the price of gold to
and
the moon.
Along silver is going to be the one-eyed crazy peyote popping tequila drinking cousin of gold along with it, and because silver is much more volatile. So what I'm saying is that this isn't a maybe. This is not a maybe. This is not
we know this is going to happen. What is it that we don't know, Greg? We don't
Who
know
knows?
When.
Here's what we don't know. What in the hell are they doing behind the scenes? I mean, when you listen, I have Jim Rickards on. I had him on a few months ago, and he talks about what we did to prop up Europe. He says tens of trillions of dollars went to Europe. Did you hear about that in the news? Did anybody report that tens of trillions of dollars
16,
went to Europe?
I thought.
Yeah.
Huh?
I heard it, but
trillion.
It was not something. It wasn't as popular as what has Miley Cyrus done at the last concert.
I cover this. The machination of this. That's what he said, and he's an insider. And nobody ever said, "Oh, we gave Europe $50 trillion." Now, nobody said that. Nobody said that. We never. That was never reported. That was what Rickard says, who I believe, incidentally. And I'm telling you, when this ends, this is going to end so spectacularly and so quickly and so badly. It's not a maybe. It is not a maybe. It is a win. And they've been able to stretch this out, and in doing so, so they distort the timing, and they distort the market to the poor, to the bad. And it's like, you know, one of the people I interview all the time is Greg Mannarino. He's a smart guy who's right a lot. And he says, you know, we had a terminal case in 2008. I mean, hey, it died. We just put it on the respirator. Now, we didn't do anything to fix it. We didn't do anything to repair the patient. We didn't have any bankruptcies. We didn't have any debt clear out. We added to the debt. We kept shooting it up with, you know, morphine. We kept shooting up the patient with morphine.
So we have a zombie economy in a sense. It's kind of come back to life, but in the end, its intent is to consume either our brains or whatever real wealth we still have. Let's take a break for some commercial announcements. I'm Alfred Addisk with Melody Cedars from Financial Survival, and our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cedarstrom, Financial Survival. Our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Mr. Von Greyerts, when you interviewed him most recently, he had a general prediction, and he's not the only one. In terms of timing, he is worried that this fall we're going to see some sort of a dramatic change. He didn't specify, but he's not the only one on the horizon and probably not the only one you've talked to that are anticipating a serious problem September, October, November in that neighborhood this year. Is that correct? Do you believe it? Do
you think fall is going to be a good broke up a little bit. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. I can.
Okay. The people that I keep hearing from, and you know, people thought this, again, a lot of smart people, I mean, best-selling authors, multi-millionaires, billionaires, billionaire money managers, these kind of people, a lot of people thought this was going to blow up in 14, and it didn't. Now, I did get some people that got it right. One of them was Catherine Austin Fitz. Another one was Nomi Prinz. The girls got it right. Smart, whether they're female or male,
right.
Both those people are very smart, no matter what, you know, they're just really smart. But both of those people also, you know, now they are still hedging against a complete collapse because we have a big economy. However, even Catherine Austin Fitz, yes, we could have a hiccup. We could have, and you know, that's the whole term black swan means. We're really, 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 you know, weak in terms of economic. We can't take a big hit. And look what's going on over in the South China Sea. China making all these islands and the U.S. sending their Navy over there. And they're just claiming the territory that is a couple of thousand miles away from their coastline. I mean, they're just claiming the South China Sea as we're just going to take it. And, you know, the countries around there can't stop China. The only person that can stop, the only people that can stop China is the U.S. And I don't know, do we have a war? Do we have a war to cover up the big humongous collapse? Is it going to be another winner take all? Do we nuke somebody? I don't know. I don't know how crazy. We've never been here ever. Never. You don't even compare it to the Great Depression. Any comparison to the Great Depression is absolutely, it's like the difference between a PhD and kindergarten. The dollar never lost value in the Great Depression, ever. It gained value, actually. It got revalued against gold, but the dollar was valuable. It was still backed by gold, and it's changed
for
$20.
Was the point. That was the point. During the Great Depression, cash was king, but the cash was backed by gold all the way up until 1933. And it was also backed by silver
up until
1938.
Well, it still was backed by gold afterwards. It was just backed by $35 an ounce.
The cash that was king, in my opinion, was gold and silver. It remains to be seen if paper dollars that aren't backed by anything will be king in the next Great Depression.
Will
I don't think
king,
they will.
And this is what I've been saying, and I got this. This is not my thought, but I think Bob Moriarty, who runs 321 Gold, said this, and he started a piece, out, and he says, I'm, you know, 321 Gold, right? Or Gold 321, I can't remember what it is. But anyway, he said that, I know a lot of people are going to be mad when I say this, but cash is going to work really good for a short amount of time. It'll be king for a very short amount of time. Is that 3 weeks? Is that 3 months? I can't see it being longer than 6 months, but cash is going to work well for a short amount of time. And but this is, listen, the geopolitical risks, the stuff in the Middle East, the stuff with they just had Kerry and Putin shaking hands, and they're going to keep things, you know. But I don't know if I trust any of that. We just stopped. You mean that they can have so the thing in Ukraine is all done, it's all finished. I don't know. I don't think so. And what's happening in the South China Sea with China is another huge problem. And these guys are hold our debt. They want to kill us. You know, they could sell that $1 trillion. Boom. Interest rates would skyrocket. The USA would be damn insolvent over a weekend. I mean, the fragility of the economy. This is just China. The fragility of the economy is for the U.S. economy is unprecedented. The risk is unprecedented. You know, when you buy, I tell people on my site, well, should I buy gold? Yes, only if you can hold that and hold it as an insurance policy. You buy car insurance, and at the end of 6 months, what happens? I got to buy more insurance. Yes, that's right. The policy expires, and you have to buy another policy. When you're buying gold and or silver, you know, there's no expiration. There's your insurance, and you've got it, and it's in full force. And don't even think about the day-to-day fluctuations of the price, which, incidentally, it was up big time today. I don't know what that is, but expected to get whacked, in the next couple of days. If they can whack it, at some point, they're going to stop whacking it. And they're going to stop whacking it when China starts controlling the price. I'm telling you, there's going to be some spectacular moves.
Yeah.
In order for China to control the price, China's going to have to pay a premium on physical gold. And
they already have a ton of it, and they already have the Shanghai Exchange opening.
But what I'm saying is they can't sell gold for the same price as is set up by the paper markets in COMEX, for example.
Oh, no, God, no, it'll be way higher.
They've got physical gold for an extra $5 or $10 an ounce. If they do, they will attract physical gold to their markets. People will abandon COMEX, at least to some degree, and they'll separate. Keep that price $5, $10, maybe more higher than the paper gold price.
I think it's going to be more than $5 or $10 higher.
Well, it may be, but I'm just pulling a number out of the hat. What I'm saying is, if they continue to sell gold for the same price as COMEX, COMEX is going to be able to buy gold at the price they set from China. COMEX China becomes, or at least the Shanghai Gold Exchange, becomes a vault for COMEX. Like, oh, we'll get some more. People are worried that COMEX is going to run out of gold. They'll never run out of gold as long as Shanghai is selling gold at the same price as the paper gold set by COMEX.
Well, but that's the whole point of them having the Shanghai Exchange. They don't want the West to price. They don't want the West to have their fraudulent pricing mechanisms.
I agree.
That's the whole point.
I agree. They want to
that
set
is the
that.
Whole point. And I, you know, when does this happen? I don't know, but it is happening. You know, people are like, when does it happen? It's happening.
When
the president comes on TV and says the bank's not going to open tomorrow, it's already happened.
It's
happening. I mean, here's a canary in a coal mine, the bonds being cut to junk. Can you imagine that? That the city of Chicago, people in the state of Illinois, which is already way underfunded and insolvent in one of the worst states in the union, and now one of their big cities also insolvent? That's a dead canary on the floor.
It's a domino.
And this is a state the size of let's just talk about the United States. This is a state the size of Illinois. That's one of the, I don't know, the fourth or fifth most populous state. California, running out of water. California, yep. Deeply in debt. You know, they got, when Arnold was the governor, said they were $500 billion underfunded. Now they're probably a trillion. I mean, we're talking big numbers here. And what are we going to do? You know, California would come to the federal government and say, well, you can't let us go under. We'll take the whole country down. Oh! Illinois is going to come when a state comes, not just a city, when a state comes and says, well, our whole state can't go under. We'll take the whole country down. Oh! How about New York? Look what's going on with the oil market, which was a bright spot. Not anymore. Thank you, Saudi Arabia. That's going to take years to get that back. We are very fragile. Very fragile. And this is what, and I want to come back to the central theme. And the central theme that I got out of this interview, this is why I called you and said, you know, I want to be on, because I want to be on when I want to talk about something. And I have something to talk about, and that's not always, you know, the case, because I don't. But with Van Grier's talking about unprecedented risk. He's talking about it in all of history and globally. I mean, the rich people, and I asked him about being a gold guy. He says, no. He corrected me. It's off camera. He said, I'm not a gold guy. I hedge risk. And I can't find anything else to hedge the risk with.
In other words, he's not saying that gold is the absolute solution for all things and all time. But he is saying right now it's the best you can do.
In terms of if you want a really super liquid investment, now you could buy land and artwork and houses and you could buy stuff like that, things. People are like, oh, you know, one guy asked me about a trade with the SCR. Don't, you're missing this. If you're talking about a trade, you're going to get cute with a trade, you are missing the enormous risk that is out there. That's my advice to anybody about anything. And you listen, you know, even if you just buy food and water, and I know I sound like a reluctant prepper or whatever, but you know, listen, that's cheap insurance. Again, this is insurance. You know, the day that this thing falls out of bed and everybody starts running to the grocery store to buy whatever little crap's going to be left on, we have something called, you know, this is the brilliant marketing of America, which is just in time supply. Hey, the computer, boop, barcode it, boop, and then the computer will order a new one. We don't keep anything in the back. We put everything out on the shelves, you know, time value of money, right? Well, hey, guess what? There's nothing in the back, folks. That's what you see in the front is what it is.
What that means is there's 72 hours worth of food in any major city right now at the grocery stores.
And if anything
happens to break the supply chain, there's 9 meals, and all of a sudden people are going to start getting hungry and walking the streets looking for something to eat or looking for someone who's got some food.
Yeah, and another thing, you know, this villainization of the cops. And, you know, I brought it up in my weekly news wrap-up last week saying it's not fair. I mean, the people who are responsible for this are the politicians and the bankers. And I'll tell you, do the police departments, do they collect taxes? I mean, they write parking tickets. Do they collect taxes? Can they just go and just print their own money? Can they go and put how much money? Well, we have a million. We want a $5 million budget. We'll make it so. No! No! No, they don't collect taxes. No, they don't appropriate money. No, they don't do financing. They carry guns. They enforce the law. Oh, we'll make the cops the villains. Let me tell you what buying food and water does. It keeps you off the street. The cops ain't going to come to people who are hunkered down in their house, staying off the street. They're going to have their hands full. They may not even have their hands full. They may be at home protecting their own families.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to be stupendous, and people are Tom Brady and 3 pounds in the ball, and did you know that next year was the last year for American Idol? And are you stupid? Are you stupid? And the answer is yes.
You know, they might have a point, though, about American Idol. If American Idol goes, the whole country is going to follow right behind.
Maybe the timing
here may be consistent with what we're talking about. It could be those dancers. Maybe they know more about the economy than any of us imagine. Hard to say. But what we're coming to is this. Egon von Greyer says there is unprecedented risk in the global economy at this time. It's not just confined to one place or another. And what Greg is telling us is that these problems we're facing are not just in banking or just in crude oil or just in some other relatively small arena. They are systemic in a system, in an economic system that is very nearly global. And when this thing finally goes, it's not going to be just one little aspect that isn't going to work properly. The whole thing is probably going to collapse. And the lesson here is that enormous risk, and that's what we're facing, requires enormous protection. All right? If you agree with what we're talking about and agree that we may be on the verge of a catastrophe, then you've got to amp your thinking up in terms of how are we going to protect against that? If we're going to see an enormous magnitude of trouble, we're going to need an enormous magnitude of protection, at least for those of us who are smart enough to do that. We've got probably about 2 minutes left, Greg. What would you like to give a closing remark?
I've said this for years, and in the past, I want to say two quick points. In the past, you've been rewarded for debt. Buy the biggest house you can, and it'll go up in value. Well, let me tell you, that whole thing's going to flip. Anybody who has debt, instead of being rewarded, is going to be punished. Remember that. Mm-hmm. Equity is going to matter. Number two, von Greyer is a guy that has a successful business, and his primary business is secret, fortified, protected, guarded vaults for rich people. And he has enough rich people that he has a solvent, booming business. Think about that, folks. That's him saying that we have unprecedented risk. He doesn't talk to people like me every day who doesn't have two nickels to rub together. He talks to people who are, oh, my God, what do I do with all these hundreds of millions or billions of dollars? Oh, I know. I'll buy some gold, and I'll get buy numbered bars, good bars, and I'll give it to my friend Egon von Greyer's, and he's going to vault it in a secret vault under guard. Now, think about that. He has a booming business.
Some people are taking the threat very seriously, and they are not just preppers. They are people in positions to have good insight, maybe even inside knowledge, as to what we can expect in the near future. They are reacting strongly, strong probability we should be doing the same to the limit of our ability. You got a few months. We have people predicting that this fall, stuff may hit the fan. We have a few months to get ready.
It may not be this fall, although it sure is looking.
I agree. But what's the worst-case scenario? You wind up with some extra food that you can eat and some extra gold that you can spend.
Yep.
It's not a bad thing to protect yourself with those kinds of assets at this time. But this time is out for us. Greg, I want to thank you for being on the program. As always, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm Alfred Addisk. Here
thanks
with Melody Cederstrom. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Frank, the producer, and Greg Hunter. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
funny.